Could you tell us a little bit about Brethren Born?
Yep, Brethren Born is a sci-fi superhero comic. My name's John Lay, I'm the creator of it, I wrote it as well. Unfortunately, Phil Nibbs couldn't make it today, he was busy at work. He's the artist and he's done every element of the book. Like I said, it's a sci-fi superhero comic. It's really a revenge story, a vengeance story, where our hero Newton, he was born with some sort of abilities into a medical military research facility. They're experimenting, doing all these sort of kind of things to him, see what his powers can do. They decide to end the project, and that means ending all of it, especially the kids. And basically they're going to be called, and all his brothers and himself all been targeted to be killed. He escapes, gets away, and then it shoots around about 25 years into present day, where he's an adult now and he's on a mission of vengeance to get the people who killed his brothers and his family.
That sounds really exciting. Comics have obviously had a massive upsurge in interest since the superhero film bubble really took off in the 2000s. Does that make it in some ways harder to get into the industry, or does it make it easier?
I found the support, especially at the small press and the indie level, has been amazing. I came up with the concepts probably around about 2 years ago. The script was written around about 12 months ago, and I needed to find an artist. So I used social media, put a few things out on Twitter, a few things out on Facebook, and was inundated with people who knew comic artists and people who just did a little bit of drawing. Made contact with a few of them. Obviously made contact with Philip. I used to work with his brother in the I'm full time in the fire service, so I made contact with his brother. He sent a load of pictures through. I sent him 3 pages of the script, and he came back, and it was absolutely amazing work. So as a process, lots of hard work and lots of long hours, and getting told off by my wife for spending too much time at night. She probably thinks I'm doing all sorts of other things, but I'm not. I'm literally writing comics. But the support from so many different people at places like comic conventions and online is just unbelievable, and it makes it a lot easier for you to be able to publish your own comic.
And last question, what's your biggest comic book influence?
Well, that's a good one. I started off really but with the 2000 AD, Judge Dredd, ABC Warriors, Slain. A lot of these characters people don't really know about unless they're sort of like really uber comic fans. Marvel and DC obviously have a big influence. They're the big hitters, but lots of lesser known people. Brian K. Vaughan's come on the scene recently. He's written some really good stuff. He writes Saga, We Stand on Guard, people like that. Mark Miller, obviously a very big guy as well. He sent me a tweet around about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I'd said, right, I want to write a comic. How do I do it? He just said, well, fella, just write a comic. So that really sort of inspired me. So influence wise I would say, yeah, Mark Miller, Brian K. Vaughan. Artist wise is Mark Layman's here today, who's an amazing artist. I've got a few comics signed by him today. There's so many names I couldn't mention them all, but yeah, those sort of guys, Miller and Vaughan. A little bit edgy, probably not stuff for kids, but amazing work.
Brilliant, thanks very much. Is this your first time at Nottingham Comic Con?
No, it's actually my third. We've had a stand here every year. My name's Amy and I run Screen 22, which is a tiny cinema on Broad Street. And that's why I'm here today representing Screen 22, but I'm also judging the animation contest, which I've just witnessed. And there are so many films. I've just watched 17 beautiful pieces of cinema, and I have to judge this somehow, and I'm a little bit lost.
Just so our listeners know, could you tell us who you're dressed as?
I'm currently dressed as Disgust from Inside Out.
What is your favourite thing about the cosplay and the convention scene?
Well, so with cosplay, I've only recently got into it. I've always dressed up and I've always made my own costumes, but I didn't know it was a thing. And a few some friends lately who make like full on armour and everything else I've discovered, and turns out, yeah, I actually do cosplay. So my favourite thing, you can be anyone you want. You can have any kind of attitude you want to have, and no one can judge you, no one hopefully would care, and everyone embraces the fun.
Brilliant, thank you.
It's quite all right.
So is this your first time at Nottingham Comic Con?
Yes, it is. It's the first time I've been at a Comic Con ever, actually. So it's a really nice experience. Seen lots of different stalls and things have been really interesting. But also, it's been great to sort of interact with the public and trying to sell my own comics, actually, that I've made.
So what's it like kind of breaking into the industry now? Because it's become a big thing, particularly since superhero films became such a massive bestseller and the comics have kind of had a resurgence in popularity.
It's been quite difficult, actually. As like my first ever comic, I found it's a little bit difficult to try and push out the product and get it noticed, but we have had a few punters show some interest, so it's been really good, thanks.
What got you into what got you into comics, and what got you into kind of becoming a comic book artist?
Well, actually, this is part of our college unit where we design a comic of our own, we draw it, ink it, and we ultimately have to sell them, and hopefully we'll get some purchases and stuff like that. So ultimately, I do like comics. I do like sort of the fantasy adventure kind of comics. Also the slice of life kind of comics as well, so reflecting people's daily lives, really. Thank you.
Brilliant, thanks very much. Is this your first time at Nottingham Comic Con?
Yes, this is my first time.
Yeah, first time here.
Just so our listeners know, could you tell us who you're dressed as today?
Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm Star-Lord from the same film.
What's your favourite thing about cosplay and the whole convention scene?
I think it's a chance where people can express themselves freely and not get judged, because we're all sort of the same mind. So it's nice to like be with friendly people that can appreciate how much effort you've put in.
I'd love Halloween. It's just nice to have another occasion where you're allowed to dress up.
Brilliant, thank you. Is this your first time at Nottingham Comic Con?
Yes, it is.
My second time.
My second time as well.
Just so our listeners know, could you tell us who you're dressed as today?
I'm dressed as my original character, Johnny Weeper.
I'm dressed as Poison Ivy.
I'm dressed as Scarecrow.
What's your favourite thing about the cosplay and convention scene?
It's just like you can dress up as whoever you want to be and make friends in the process. And they're with people that are just like you.
Again, it's being like somebody else for a day, because when we're all working day-to-day lives and it's all... you got something different to do and somebody different to be for the weekends, and it's really fun.
It's just fun to be here. It's a nice atmosphere. You just come and have a good laugh.